in our series on preparing for change. And as I said last week, I don't know where you are in change, but I know change is always going on. It might be, you know, flat-out life change for you, or a shift in how you're sensing who you are and what you want for yourself. Maybe there's change at work or change in a relationship. Certainly the season is changing. We have a presidential election hanging in the balance. We're like poised and waiting, I am anyway, to see what's going to happen. So there's a lot of movement taking place that we call change. And the wonderful opportunity for us is to ride the waves of change or the updraft of change and let it be transformation. Let change be actually transformation by which we move to a higher level of expression. There's lots of talk about evolution these days. In fact, Alanis Morissette has a new song called At the Edge of Evolution, which I think would be a great Wednesday evening song, except it's very rock and roll. I don't know. Could we do that? It would be great. At the Edge of Evolution, I invite you to check it out. It's a good song. Mastery on the spiritual path, as I understand it, in terms of change, is to take advantage of the change that wants to happen, but to ride it up so that we're always moving into a higher state of who and what we truly are, a next greater expression of who we really are. And I also think the great opportunity on the spiritual path, or mastery on the path, is to find a way to stand in the changeless while things are shifting. So to find a way to stand in that rooted place that is the absolute truth of God, I love the word indestructible that Virginia used, that is indestructible, that cannot be hurt, harmed, or changed in any way, to find a place to stand that is eternal while lots of shift is going on, while things are shifting under our feet. And the focus for our teaching in Centers for Spiritual Living is that we stand in God. That we stand in God, the one power, the one presence, the one intelligence, the one love, the one joy that is perfect and complete and harmonious. That's the place that we seek to stand no matter what is going on. That is the eternal abiding reality, while the forms of change or the forms of good are always shifting, or the forms of life are always shifting. And so it is to find a way to stand in that unchanging place and to allow the energies of change to move us up. I think that's the great opportunity. And the place that we stand that we call God, we also call good with a capital G. And this is, by the way, if you haven't realized that already, tonight is an Emma Curtis Hopkins lesson. Because if I have a talk title called In Good We Trust, it's got to be Emma's teaching, because she's such a powerful teacher about the good. And for us, good and God are synonymous terms. And you heard in that beautiful reading that everything we do for our good with a capital G. We're always seeking for some greater experience of life that we hold as good for us. And everything that anybody ever does, even the most misguided kind of behavior, is for some kind of good. I passed a homeless person on the corner, turning from the freeway onto Washington, and I thought, this person is seeking his good. You know, might not be the way I choose to do it, but the truth is he's seeking his good, and his good is his God. And that is the truth that we want to know for ourselves. And that phrase I love, the good which you and I want governs everything we do. It is good always that we are seeking. And I just invite you to contemplate that, and to know that the good that you seek is the very God of your being. Or you could say that God is the good to which there is no opposite. That God is the good to which there is no opposite. So, you know, in Genesis in the Bible, it says God created. That's how it starts. God created. Or good created the heavens and the earth. And then by the end of that entire section, it says, and God saw that it was good. And right there is the Alpha and the Omega of our teaching, that God created and it was good. And that's exactly the bookends of realization that we are seeking to have and to stand in that unchanging truth. And so Emma says, the good that you're seeking created you. And I invite you to breathe that in for a moment, that the good that you are seeking actually created you. In fact, I'd like to do these affirmations. Will you do them with me? Yes, good. The good I am seeking created me. The joy I am seeking created me. The love I am seeking created me. The unlimited supply I am seeking created me. The free life I am seeking created me. So the very thing, I think it's a lovely idea, the very thing that our heart longs for, that is the great truth of life, is the very thing that brought us into being. Or Emma would say, just that good which you want is the combination of words that brought you forth. Just that good that you want is the very thing that brought you into being so you could be that. And it really isn't so much about having, it is ultimately about being. About being the full embodiment of the very good that our heart is longing for. So last week at our service, we did a visioning. And I invited everybody to move into the highest idea, first of all, for life on our planet, because I think the planet could use that high idea right now. And then secondly, to have you look, those of you who are here, to look at the highest idea for your own personal life. And that highest idea is the good that you are seeking, and that very good is your God. And that highest idea actually brought you into being so that you could be that. It brought you into being so that you could be that. And so all there is to do is to keep welcoming that high idea into your expression, being transformed by it as you entertain it, as you let it move through your mind. Emma goes on to say that there is an unspoken sentence which lies like a hidden jewel under the jagged covering of our thoughts about the things we don't like. I'll break that down for you. That when we are filled with thoughts about what we don't like, hidden, as she says, under the jagged covering of that, hidden under those thoughts is an unspoken sentence, and it lies like a hidden jewel. And she says that that sentence is, there's good for me and I ought to have it. In fact, say that with me. There's good for me and I ought to have it. And so that means that when you stand in the petty annoyances of the day, or am I the only one, or you have a day when not everything seems like it's exactly going your way, it's not quite your cup of tea, you know, somebody did something that you don't like or didn't do what you wanted them to do, or when you're in the midst of really big challenges, and you're filled with thoughts of what you aren't liking, she says that underneath all of that is this unspoken sentence, there is good for me and I ought to have it. In fact, you could say that the mere reason why you're not liking what's up is that you know underneath that there's good for you and you ought to have it and you're not having it. That there's a dissonance, there's a disconnect between what the circumstance is and the truth that we know within us. And so it's the unspoken sentence, there is good for me and I ought to have it, that we need to start speaking in the midst of the things that we don't like. The things that we don't like, because the good that is there for us is always there. There is nothing that takes away the good with a capital G, absolutely nothing. And it is this truth that we want to trust. If we're going to practice what is my phrase? Oh, in good we trust. We're going to practice in good we trust. Then that's what we want to practice. That lying underneath whatever it is that we don't like is still this jewel of a truth. There is good for me, and I ought to have it. And so if we hear that sentence within us, it is like it is the inner self. So if you hear that or if you remember that, it is the inner self in you whispering to you about how there is greater love, there is greater joy, there is greater supply, there is greater possibility, there is greater energy than what you are now experiencing. That no matter what the circumstances are, there is the greater possibility. And the truth is that nothing that is the real good of God is denied you anywhere except in your own thoughts. Nothing that is the truth about the good that is God, is denied you except in your own thoughts. So it's our own thoughts that are the problem, right? You've probably noticed that before. And so we go to claim our good, whatever that might be, the good of love, loving relationship, or whatever, a job, whatever it might be. And what tends to happen is what rises up in our mind is all the reasons why we can't have our good. Does that seem true to you? So you claim your good, and then what rises up are all the ideas of why it can't be so. And we come by those things very rightfully. They are born out of our past. They are born out of the conclusions that we came to going through our life experience. And they contradict, they appear to contradict the good that we are claiming. So I just started reading a new book by Marianne Williamson. Well, it's new to me. It's called The Age of Miracles. And she says, whether childhood was good or not so good, it lives in your cells. It laid down tracks of thought and behavior that have run your life for decades. So we'll just breathe on that for a minute. So if you were appreciated, you have tended to attract into your life people who appreciate you. If you were not appreciated as a child, you tend to attract the people who don't appreciate you. And you've been subconsciously drawn to individuals and situations that mirror the drama of childhood. Can you relate to that? And of course, we know this work. Those who've done the Fear to Faith work, we get into exactly the same thing there. And she quotes William Faulkner as one of my favorite American writers, who says, the past is not dead. In fact, it is not even past. And, you know, our past conclusions, our conclusions based on the past that seem to contradict our good, are ever ready to rise up in our consciousness, and they do seem to do that. So all that rises when we go to claim our good is that material, and yet underneath it is still that hidden jewel, that unspoken sentence that says, there's good for me, and I ought to have it. And you know that that's the truth, because your whole heart yearns for a greater experience of life. I was talking to a woman the other day who I've done spiritual work with for a very long time, and she was saying that she was afraid to do the prayer work that we do with each other because every time she does it, something bad happens. And so she was in that experience of everything unlike it comes up, and that is a very real experience on the spiritual path. That when you really start letting the light of truth come in, it starts to pull up all of the suppressed darkness, and all kinds of things take place. And what she was feeling was that somehow the bad that came up took away from the good that she had claimed. I remember years ago listening to Ram Dass, and he says, you know, life is not subtractive. And I would say to you that good is good with a capital G is not subtractive. That we can claim our good and go through the experience of everything unlike it come up. It's actually a really good sign, as inconvenient as it is. It's actually a really good sign because it means you've let the light penetrate far enough in where it's starting to do the work, to dish up the stuff that is in the way. Emma calls those tribulations, by the way. And Jesus said, in the world you have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So our tribulations are the feelings that we have when we go to claim our good and then everything unlike it comes up. And our tribulations are also the oppositions that we meet from other people when we change the game on them and we start living in a new way. Do you know what I mean? You start living in alignment with a greater truth of who you are, and not everybody in your life loves that, because it changes the game for them. And so I guess you could just say, you know, I'm changing the game here. But those are the tribulations. And I love Jesus' statement, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. In other words, to overcome that dimension of reality that seems to contradict the good that we are speaking about. Life is not subtractive. The good that you claim is not diminished by something difficult that comes up, because still lying under that difficult thing is that idea, there is good for me and I ought to have it. So to practice in good we trust is to not buy the appearances of the world. In fact, you know how we have that phrase, thank you for sharing? Thank you for sharing. You know, there are times when I think we want to say to the world, thank you for sharing. But this is the truth I know. We do not want to buy the appearances of the world. We have to deal with them. But we don't want to use them to take away from the good with a capital G that we are claiming. And we claim the good that is God, and we also welcome into our lives the forms of good that are the small g good, or the signs of good. Those things that you want in your life, like the perfect shoes, or I don't know, what do you want? You know, I need a new watch. So, you know, those kinds of things, those are the signs of good, but they are not the good with a capital G. And anything that is a sign of good, that is a form of good, can come and go, because that's the nature of form. So it's to not buy the appearances. It's as Ernest Holmes says, stand in hell and proclaim heaven. Stand in the difficulties of life and say there is good for me and I ought to have it. Because you know what? In the speaking of that, that starts to be active for you. In the speaking of that, it starts to be active for you. Because then the next step is, let me get clear. Let me get a clear idea about what my good is. And so often, we get filled with all the ideas of what we don't want, and we have a very clear idea of what we don't want. We get really clear on that. And so what do we create more of? Just by mental creation, more of what we don't want. And so it's to get a really clear idea of what you want. And it's to know that even in the most difficult moments, it's to say that sentence. Because underneath the greatest difficulties or the most profound time of unhappiness is still that hidden jewel, there is good for me and I ought to have it. And Emma says, there is no spot or place where the idea of good as ours cannot come. There is no spot or place where the idea of good as belonging to us cannot come. There is no place in your life where there cannot be a greater expression of the good that is God. Take it from me. So I invite you to close your eyes. Jim, we're going to do this process and then do some affirmations. So, okay. So I invite you to take a nice deep breath and just feel your breath as it moves in and out of your body. Allowing once again your in-breath and your out-breath to become a slowly moving wheel, at the center of which is the heart of God. And just let the heart of God merge with your own heart center. And direct your breath deeply into your heart center and down into the cave of the heart. And it is in this deep place that you contact the indwelling presence, your higher wisdom self. It is the self that sees with the eye of wisdom that is also the eye of love. And just silently ask your higher wisdom self to guide you now. And allow it to bring up any area of your life where you are not completely happy. Just take whatever your inner self brings up, even though you might be saying, no, not that one. Just allow it to come up. And just allow yourself for a moment just to see the situation as it is, to feel the situation as you experience it. And to consider perhaps that you feel some unhappiness there because the truth that your inner self knows is that there is good for you and you ought to have it right there in that area of life. And if that's true for you, say out loud, there's good for me and I ought to have it. and identify the good that you are seeking. The good of free life, of love, unlimited supply, health, strength, protection, joy. Behind all the forms of good that you believe and feel you desire, what is the true good of God that your heart is seeking? Just name that now. And allow yourself to create a clear idea of what the experience of your good is. And so, if it is love that your heart is seeking, expressed through loving relationship, just start creating a very clear idea of what the experience of love would be. And if the good that your heart is seeking is unlimited supply, perhaps coming to you in the form of work, a new job, your business expanding, creative expression, whatever it might be, allow yourself to get a clear idea of exactly what the experience of unlimited supply would be. And if the good that your heart is seeking is radiant health, acknowledge that and begin to have a clear idea about what the health your heart is seeking would feel like. And if I have not spoken exactly the good that your heart is seeking, claim that now and work on a very clear idea of it. And let your heart say yes. And so we complete with these affirmations. Please join me in saying, there is good for me and I ought to have it. My good is my God. The good I am seeking is my free life. The good I am seeking is my love. The good that I am seeking is unlimited supply. The good I am seeking is health. The good I am seeking is my protection. And say yourself, your own statement, the good I am seeking is? I was hoping you'd fill in the blank. My good is my life. And this good is mine now. And we say, and so it is. and let your energy come up. You know, having good is one thing, and yet the great opportunity is being transformed by good into the very good that we are claiming, so that it's about the good that we are offered as a beautiful blessing to the world. And let's welcome Nadine to sing for us.
The potter, and I am the clay. You are the artist, and I am the paint. You are the writer, and I am your song. I will be your instrument my whole life long. Mold me, change me, color me, in shades of you, in shades of you, play me. Sing through me a melody. So when they look at me, they will only see Father, and I am your child, an empty vessel, and you are the fire. All that you are, Lord, is all I desire. Master, Creator, take my life and mold me, change me. Sing through me a melody. So when they look at me, they will only see who you are. Create in me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure and a joy to be here with such a powerful woman and a gift to all of us. So I'm thankful that I could be here this evening. I'm also here to promote the concert on Friday. Who's coming? Who doesn't know about it? Many people. So I'm here in concert on Friday night, and we put on a really, really great show. This is our third concert in 3 years, and so this is going to be the big one. So I'm hoping that all of you come. So if you like opera, we'll have some of that. And if you like inspirational music, we'll have some of that. And if you like chanting, we'll have some of that. I'm known as the schizophrenic spiritual singer in the New Thought movement. If you like Michael Jackson, I've had a lot of requests, so I think we might have that. And we might even have some stand-up comedy, too. So it's for everyone, and I really hope that you'll come. The tickets are $25, but if you buy them tonight, I hear you can get them for $20. And if that's not true, then just get them for $20 anyway, because I said so. And bring some friends, and let's have a really great night. Just anchoring some really incredible consciousness here in San Diego on Friday. It's a concert, but it's an opportunity for us to come together through music to really light up this community. That's always my charge. And I'll be leaving for Egypt at 7 in the morning on Saturday. So if I can do it, you can do it too. And so you can come with me and we can anchor some really great energy and I'll take you all with me into the Great Pyramid. What do you think? For $20. It's a pretty good deal, right? 7:30. Thank you. I kind of forget. 7:30 on Friday, right here. Tickets in the hallway as you leave. So it's when you pass by and you buy one of my CDs and you take me home with you, then you go turn the corner, and then you'll buy a few tickets, and then we'll see you on Friday. And I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nadine. This is our time for a contribution, and I do invite you to make a financial gift to Universal Spirit Center. Your support counts. And if you feel fed spiritual food by our Wednesday evening service, then by all means, please support. One way to do our giving is to see the financial good that has flowed into our life and dedicate a portion of that to the people, places, and things that do uplift us. Please know that in this moment that the giver is the receiver and the receiver is the giver. That's the mystery of it all. That the more we give, the more we receive, and the more we receive, the more we give, and around it goes.
I'm thankful, so grateful, I'm one in the Spirit all around me. I'm thankful, so grateful, I trust in God. I'm thankful, so grateful, I'm one in the Spirit all around me. I'm thankful, so grateful, I trust in God. I surrender, I am one in the Spirit all around me. I surrender, I trust in God. I'm thankful, so grateful, I am one in the Spirit all around me. I'm thankful, so grateful, I trust in God. I trust in God. I trust in God.
It's
so grateful for the energy of love and flow and the energy of giving and receiving, because as Kathy said, they are all in one. So my good is God, and my good is God, and so it is.
Thank you again so much for being here. You have a practice for this week. It's in your program. It says, keep generating in your mind and heart a very clear idea of the good that you are seeking. Keep knowing and saying to yourself, there's good for me and I ought to have it. You've only heard that 50 times tonight, so I bet it's in there. Please come hear Reverend Kevin this Sunday. He's talking about making room. And next Wednesday, I'll be speaking about, we're on the same track, about making room in your heart. And so both he and I are talking about letting go. I'll be talking next week about letting go of physical and emotional clutter. So you won't want to miss that. Before we go into our benediction, there's something that I wanted to let you know. I'm going to be away next month in October. I'm going to Italy for the Association for Global New Thought Conference. So yay. And then when I come back in November, we're making a shift around Wednesday services, and I'm going to be moving into more of a guest speaker role. Rick Vogt is going to come and step into speaking two times a month. I will be with you one time a month, and then there'll be another guest speaker. So, and we'll have guest musicians and all of that sort of thing. And so why this is happening for me, what's driving me, is I need to open up my schedule so I can go see my grandbabies. That's really what it's all about, is opening up my schedule, because my son and his wife are having a hard time with twins, so I'm going to help as much as I can. So we have created something so wonderful here that I really invite you to keep coming to Wednesday service, keep supporting these talks on high truth and real living. I want to thank our team. I have been so completely, beautifully supported week after week here by everybody in the office, the administration, by Reverend Kevin, by Reverend Sarah, by our team here on Wednesday night. So thank you for that. And let's keep going. What do you say? All right. Thank you. So I invite you to stand up, grab a hand. We'll do our benediction and close out our service. Take a nice deep breath. Just feeling the presence of everyone here, this energy of conscious community. How good life is, how good God is, that we've been brought together so many times for this wonderful experience of acknowledging truth, and on it goes. And so I accept that there is awakening within each one of us, that greater realization of the good that is God, that it is our right to have. And not only do we welcome all the forms of good into our life experience based on the highest possibility, but we allow ourselves to be the very good of God, expressing love and peace and joy, standing in the truth of the unchangeable, no matter what is taking place. And so I simply give thanks for this, accepting a beautiful week for each one here. And I release this word knowing it is done. And together we say, and so it is.
Love is a never-ending circle. It goes on and on, joining us all as one in a common bond. Love is a never-ending circle, and there's room inside enough for all of us. Open your arms up wide. Love is a never-ending circle. It goes on and on. It goes on and on. It goes on and on. goes on. It goes on. It goes on. Ooh. It goes on.
Have a beautiful week. See you next week.